Chapter 4. Laces and Buttons. The queen was very angry. She knew that the mirror always spoke the truth, and she was sure that the servant had lied to her. So the queen dressed up as an old woman and went over the hills to the place where the dwarves lived. Then she knocked at the door and cried,
"Fine things to sell!"
Snowdrop looked out at the window and said,
"Good day, good woman. What have you to sell?"
"Good things, fine things," said the old woman. "I have laces and buttons of all colors."
"I will let the old lady in. She seems to be a very good person," thought Snowdrop as she ran down and opened the door.
"Oh dear," said the old woman. "How badly your dress is laced in the back. Let me lace it up with one of my nice new laces."
Snowdrop did not dream of any harm, so she stood before the old woman. But the queen set to work quickly and pulled the lace so tight that Snowdrop's breath was stopped. She fell down as if dead.
"There's an end to all your beauty," said the wicked queen.
Then she went home. In the evening, the seven dwarves came home. They found Snowdrop lying on the ground as if she was dead. However, they lifted her up. And when they found what was wrong, they cut the lace. In a little time, Snowdrop's breath came back, and very soon she came to life again. Then the dwarves said,
"The old woman was the queen. Take care next time and let no one in when we are away."